All right, let's get into this shit, man. Yo, it's your boy, Mitch. It's the away game, special edition. We're not talking any fantasy baseball today. I only have one subject today, and that's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Did they choke? It's mind-boggling what people are saying about the Oklahoma City Thunder today after they lost to the Golden State Warriors. Now, I think, me personally, if you ever have a 3-0 lead in any series, you need to finish that shit. Or, if you have a 2-0 series lead in any series, and both of those wins are on the road, and you're coming back home with a 2-0 lead in a series, that shit should be closed out too. Now, but besides this series, there's one series I can remember from long, long ago. It was Braves and Yankees. Braves go up to New York and win two. And didn't win another fucking game. And that was way back. That's why Jim Leyritz is one of the most hated men in Atlanta. And always will be. But let's talk about OKC. Yes, they had the 3-1 lead. They made a few mistakes. Number one, you don't poke a competitor. You don't do that, man. What you gotta do is in the process of winning a belt, in my opinion. Now, I never won an NBA championship. Never will. Well, not as a player. And you gotta be humble in the process, man, or you'll never make it to that ring. You'll never make it to that chip. I'm not saying Russell Westbrook was selfish with the ball last night, but I will say he got out of character. He wasn't playing smart basketball. He turned the ball over too much. And Kevin Durant wasn't just starving like I've seen him in pretty much the beginning of the series when he's dropping 40s. So that's one thing. Once you have someone down 3-1 or 2-0, you need to close the show. That's why my thing is close the show. Can you close the show? If you can't close the show, that's one thing. They could have closed the show. They had many chances to close the show. At OKC Game 6, that's when you need to close the show. 13-point lead, third quarter, time to close the show. I have two of the most explosive scorers in the world. Close the show. I have Steven Adams playing way above his pay grade. Close the show. Now, what happens? You let two of the best shooters in the world go nuclear. For Klay Thompson to hit 11 threes in a game, come on, man. Momentum shifted right then. I think the momentum shifted, and I'm dead-ass serious. People want to say this and that about Steph Curry, and he's too classy and this and that. And this. Look, Steph Curry is a guard, a point guard who can peel like hell. Don't tell me he doesn't have a cocky bone in his body, dog. You're not going to have a motherfucker laughing at me, and I'm the best. I'm the best in the fucking world. You're not going to laugh at me. You're going to talk about my defense? All right, bitch, let me show you my defense. It's this wet-ass three. That's my defense. Come defend this. Oh, my best defense is motherfucking math. I'm scoring three, and you're scoring two. That's my best defense. Come on, man. You don't... For Russell Westbrook to kind of chortle at that shit, talk about Steph Curry and him being an underrated defender. Number one, Russell Westbrook should have just stepped up and said, nah, KD, I got this one. Because they basically asking you. You know what I'm saying? Who's the other point guard? They're asking about the opposite number. You need to go ahead and take that question. That's number one. But KD, being a diplomat that he is, with his other players, not with the media. He hates the fucking media. But being a diplomat that he is, he's like, yeah, he doesn't always guard the best point guard and blah, 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 but we like our matchup. As soon as that motherfucking shit got uttered, shit changed. It was over. It was over, dog. If you're not going to talk to any kind of person with any kind of levels and not expect a bomb-ass performance the rest of the time I see you. It was a McGrady moment. Feels good to get to the second round for the first time, you know? It feels good, right? It feels good, right? Yo. So, I hope that vacation feels good. I hope possibly losing Kevin Durant in free agency feels good. And maybe that's what Russell Westbrook wants, you know? Maybe he just wants to have his own fucking team. Now, I don't think it's OKC that he wants. I think everyone's going to sign their one-year deals and then cash in later. But OKC should not be going home. They just shouldn't. A 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. After you dispatched the second best team in the league, in the Spurs, you have a 3-1 lead against a legendary team. And choke it away. Choke it away, man. And during Game 7, you could just see Golden State's poise and class shine, dog. And OKC just didn't have an answer. Not a certified, real, tangible answer. Kevin Durant should not play 24 minutes of basketball and have 5 shots. That's not what's supposed to happen. Especially when your point guard has 12. And this is something that I've said for years and years and years and years about the whole Westbrook and Durant dynamic. It looked like they finally had it. It looked like, okay, Kevin, you lead and you just let me grind these motherfuckers out. And when you're needed, I'm hitting you. And when you get hot, I'm really hitting you. Because Russell Westbrook, it's not like he was having horrible games. I'm not tripping at all. He wasn't having, like, just piss poor, shitty James Harden playoff games. You know what I'm saying? He was having solid performances. The thing is, he's had the most turnovers in the Western Conference Finals ever. Ever. 31 turnovers in 7 games. Ever. You know what I'm saying? You can't average damn near 5 turnovers a game and you're the point. You can't have the ball more than anybody in the NBA playoffs and lead in turnovers and shit is successful. It's just not going to happen. And I understand how aggressive they were at the beginning of the series. So what happened? Another takeaway from this series is that Klay Thompson is, yo, when he gets hot, he is the hottest, wettest shooter I've ever seen in my fucking life. I've never, ever seen anyone get this hot. Like, back to back. I mean, wetting. There's no hesitation. I don't care how far it is. I don't give a fuck. I love that about Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is the perfect complement for Steph Curry, and that's why they're about to get another belt. You look at this finals matchup and shit. Yeah, they got love. Yeah, they got Kyrie Irving back, and whoa, I'm not tripping. Kyrie Irving is one of the nicest motherfuckers in the league as far as point guard off the dribble shooting. He's right behind Steph. He's right behind him. Go back and look at that rookie game. That rookie game where he won the MVP. Go back and look at that. 9 trays. And all of them wetty. It's an all-star game, I know. But you try to make 9 threes in a row from NBA range. And you tell me how that goes. So, It's going to be a good matchup. It's not the matchup I wanted. I said Thunder in six, and that's really what should have happened. But they just don't have the moxie. They don't have it in them, unfortunately. I mean, what else can you say? You're not going to tell me that they don't have the talent. They have the talent. You're not going to tell me that they don't have the coaching. They have the coaching. Billy Donovan is a fucking beast. Are you telling me that Steve Kerr is a better coach than Billy Donovan? Man, shut the hell up. I'm not even going to entertain any bullshit like that. Steve Kerr is coaching Mark Jackson's team. I'll always say that. Steve Kerr, this year, is coaching Luke Walton's team. When is Steve Kerr going to coach his team? All right. Yeah, I'm going to marinate on the prediction. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you that Golden State's going to win. I just don't know how many games it is yet. Because I just don't see it. LeBron's starving, and I get that. I mean, that's why I wanted OKC so bad. Because it would be either the first title for Cleveland or the first title for OKC. It would be LeBron bringing the chip back home versus KD and Russ getting there first. And now, we just have the Warriors solidifying themselves as the best team that's ever played the game. Statistically. Now, are they the best postseason team? Probably not. I mean, Michael Jordan, he didn't do Game 7 that much. He that wasn't his thing. Especially in the finals. He don't even know what the fuck a game 7 in the finals looked like. So, and he doesn't even know what a finals loss looks like. You know, LeBron lose this one, that would be what? 2-5? 5 finals losses? Wow. So you have as many finals losses as Kobe has finals wins. Can we stop the whole Kobe LeBron shit? Thanks. But yeah, as nasty as Kyrie Irving is, we don't know what Kevin Love is going to show up. I know what Steph Curry is going to show up if he's healthy. And I know what Klay Thompson is going to show up. I know that for damn sure. They got the dirtiest player in the game in Draymond Green. I mean, he's going to get in someone's head. I just like the shooting prowess of Golden State, and I don't see anything that the Cavs are going to do in order to negate that. Yeah, I'm going to say Warriors in 5. I don't see it, man. I don't see the Cavs coming out with any kind of W's in the Oracle this year. I don't see them winning a single game in Oracle, which means they can't win the title. Now, people have been shitting on the Cavs and LeBron for having an easy way to the finals. Detroit, Atlanta, now Toronto. Look, Cleveland just owes Atlanta. They just own them, period. I mean, it'd be nice for Atlanta to get one game off these motherfuckers. Just one. I'm not asking for some outlandish shit, you know what I'm saying? I want one game. One. And the last two seasons, last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, and this year in the second round, Atlanta just laid the fuck down. And they could have won a few games. But yeah, I mean, if it was a sweep, it was an easy-ass series. Sweeps are easy-ass series. Let's not trip. Toronto, hell, might as well have been a sweep. They had two bad games in the six. And besides that, the Cavs weren't even stunting those motherfuckers. They've lost two games, and they've got a gang of rest. Steph Curry and them, they play again Thursday, 48 hours from now. Cavs been done, sweeping people. So, they'll be rested, but then the ring rust might come in. And that basketball ring rust is real. I don't care what anybody says. You're not just going to come off and then just start dropping 30 if you're a Steph Curry. You saw how Steph Curry came back from the injury when he took the time off, and he was off his game a little bit. You need time to get into your groove, get into your rhythm. And I think that's going to affect Cleveland with this rest. I think that's it, man. Appreciate you. We'll get back to the fantasy baseball probably tomorrow and shit. Once we see what's good with Whistler tonight and a few other players. But get the show, please. It's The Real Tangent on Twitter or The Tangent Podcast on Facebook. Till tomorrow, man. Deuces.